AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The leader of Hezbollah says Israel crossed a red line. Hassan Nasrallah says the mass bombing attack using its communications devices was a severe blow. At least 37 people have died from exploding pagers and walkie-talkies. Nasrallah says Hezbollah will continue its daily strikes into northern Israel, vowing Israelis would not be able to return to their homes until the Gaza war ends. Israel says two soldiers have been killed. The AP's Julia Franco reports governments around the world are trying to figure out how these devices even got into Lebanon in the first place.
The company whose marker was on the pagers, Gold Apollo, is a Taiwanese company, but it's actually distanced itself from the claims and has said that the manufacturing of the pagers was handled by a Hungarian company. Meanwhile, a Japanese company whose marker was on the walkie-talkies that exploded yesterday has said that the model is 10 years out of date and was discontinued and could have been a counterfeit.
A day after the House failed to pass a bill to keep the government funded past October 1st, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will step in.
Later today, I'll file cloture on a legislative vehicle that will enable us to prevent a Trump shutdown in the event that Speaker Johnson does not work with us in a bipartisan, bicameral manner.
The House bill included a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Wall Street is approaching records, a delayed reaction to the Federal Reserve's big cut in interest rates yesterday. A new AP Nork Center poll shows voters view Vice President Kamala Harris slightly more favorably than they did in July, just after President Biden dropped out of the race. Former President Donald Trump's favorability ratings remain steady, although the poll was conducted prior to the latest assassination attempt against him. This is AP News. Two correctional officers were stabbed by inmates at a maximum security prison in Massachusetts.
Three others were injured as they responded. All five officers were taken from the prison in Lancaster to hospitals. No details on their injuries. The spokesman for the Massachusetts Department of Correction said afterwards, the facility is secure and an investigation will learn the facts and the circumstances. The Massachusetts Correction Officers Federated Union posted online, and we're quoting, how much more do our members have to endure before you decide to keep them safe? The inmates are literally running the asylum. I'm Rita Foley.
A woman preparing to do dishes at her home near Bangkok felt a sharp pain in her thigh and looked down and saw a huge python taking hold of her. The 13 to 16 foot long python coiled itself around her torso, squeezing her down to the floor for 2 hours before she was freed. The woman was treated for several bites but was unharmed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.